Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet. Where we talk movies and
comics. Hey, everyone. I'm back too.
And TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, and with me as always is my co-host. Welcome back, Nick Mason.
It's good to be back. I don't know about you,
yeah,
but every day we're like, well, we're on break. We just could take a couple of weeks off. Just like in my mind, I just feel the listenership just cratering.
Yeah.
Like the listeners just falling off a cliff, literally.
Wow.
Yeah, and I can't save them.
No?
Because
you don't want to.
I'm on holiday. Yeah. God,
you have to get a big scooping net or something.
Right, exactly. But I'm like, no, we gotta keep it moving. So it genuinely feels good to be back.
Yeah.
Now, for people wondering, we both had a very stress-free, restful, re-energizing break in the sense that, James, you and your entire family took turns getting COVID and my car got washed away in a flood. So we both were
gone.
Just drinking tropical drinks on the beach is what we were doing.
That's exactly it.
For 2 weeks.
So the content, of course, didn't stop over at BigSandwich.co, as I'm sure people would know. Mm. We actually did a Ghost Rider commentary, which is up there right now. If you don't know, it's like our private Patreon. It's linked below. That was fun, wasn't it? A bad movie.
Oh, you doing that spiel?
Yeah.
That was fun. But I had a lot of
fun. Am I not allowed to do the spiel?
No.
It's 2022, Mason. I'm doing the spiel.
All spiels all the time.
We're going to get the audience back.
That's right. I'm saying do it, huh? You should. Why did we waste the first 30 seconds of the show? We could have started doing spiels.
Also, I guess we should point out, like, we start doing things before we come back, obviously. Like, we've been recording Caravan of Garbage and doing Big Sandwich stuff and whatever. So we've
and
been,
push-ups.
Yeah, and push-ups. We've been doing stuff, push-ups for a week, and we're looking good, let me just tell you that much. It's really going to kick in any day now, isn't it?
Yes.
Anyways, this week, it's very exciting because we're going to do, after all the news, we're going to do a brief hot quick news where we catch up on all the stuff that we missed. That's right. But there's more relevant stuff that really takes precedent, don't you think?
Pertinent.
Mason? That's right. We're talking about Peacemaker.
Hot, thick news.
Well, that's good.
It's current and thick.
Oh, I don't like that either, actually. I don't like
it. It's news stew time.
Ugh, gross. Mm,
it's got bits of ham in it, maybe.
No, that's spam.
I know. I said maybe.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. Got unidentified bits of things in it.
That's dog sick. Anyways. It's a fast head casting, Mortal Kombat news, delays but not dismays, some Bond casting, the Batman, and then we're gonna fire off some
hot quick news,
and then of course we're going to go through all the
we're eating our way through the hot news tube.
Oh, I'm choking it down, and then of course we're gonna do the big
towards the end. It's gonna get a little bit cold. You'll be like, a lukewarm,
it's like solidifying
lukewarm news stew, jellied news stew.
Gross.
Now, where have you put?
Oh wait, I was going to talk about and then all the big releases of the year. We're going month to month for TV and film.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where have I put?
Not including January, because that's happened.
Yeah, Scream, I guess, and maybe Kingsman. I don't know.
Where have you put? Arnold Schwarzenegger put up a tweet where he was dressed as Zeus.
I think that's probably a Super Bowl.
It's
ad.
A Super Bowl ad, isn't
I
it?
Assume.
But it tricked me for a second.
Yeah, me too. I had to look it up. Yeah.
Initially, I'm like, is this a Black Adam thing?
Yeah, right.
Because I'm like,
no, because it looked too fake. It looked like it was either that or a Rage Shadow Legend.
Oh,
ad.
Yeah.
Or also, it could be both, to be honest. Really?
Yeah, that's true.
could absolutely be both.
It could be Raid Shadow Legends' first Super Bowl ad.
Oh, very good.
Is Raid Shadow Legends like medieval stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. It's big enough where like they've already had Super Bowl ads and
been
doing it for years. I knock back like an ad a week from Raid Shadow Legends, you know, and I'm not against it, but like, what is it? What is it? And it's not enough money. Tell me what it is and give me more money and I'll do it.
You know Let me mean? Do an ad where I say I don't know what it is.
And I don't like it.
I'm not going to look into it. At first I was like, okay, is it Black Adam?
Yeah.
Or is it like another, because, you know, one of Shazam's powers is power of Zeus.
Yeah.
Or is it a Love and Thunder thing, a Thor Love and Thunder thing, because maybe it's the Greek pantheon comes in. And then I'm like Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, Super Bowl ad. So that's coming up mid-Feb. We'll do an episode.
Great, I'm excited. I think
it's same week as Uncharted.
Well, let's do Arnold Schwarzenegger as Zeus updates until that's
that. Well, he was Hercules, you know, and now he's Zeus or whatever. Hercules, yeah. And that's how it works, isn't it? Anyway,
he was also a kindergarten cop.
He was. Mm. Not in the sequel, though. Or only the sequel? I can't remember. Anyways, listen, Deadline is saying that there's a really good chance, they spoke to James Gunn, he said there's a really good chance that Peacemaker Season 2 is happening.
Did he say it's a really good chance?
Really good chance.
Did he spell it really?
He said really.
Okay.
Like the way Paris Hilton would say it.
Did he say really?
He didn't say really good chance. He didn't say that.
Well, then I don't understand him.
Yeah. So, well, it's definitely getting another season. For one, it is the biggest streaming show in the world currently.
Oh.
I guess even beating out And Just Like That, which I'm doing a podcast on.
Is that still going?
One more episode.
Okay.
Suggestible in the City, if you are interested. I do it with my wife. And then also we do the podcast also. Anyways.
Mate. Wow.
Anyways, they're also apparently in the early days of developing another spin-off with a Suicide Squad character.
Ooh.
Which leaves Harley Quinn,
yes.
Bloodsport, King Shark, Weasel, or Rat Woman. So which one?
King Shark.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
All right then.
Although, I mean, do you get Stallone to do the voice?
Yeah.
Will he do it for a series?
Mm.
Did he come? He didn't come in for mocap, because that was Steve Agee, right?
Steve Agee Johnson. Okay, right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they already got Steve Agee.
Mm.
He would do the mocap. Maybe, I mean, you could get Stallone in for a day and record an entire season's worth of dialogue.
Definitely.
So, I mean, maybe.
I don't know if I want to see
it. But here's the thing. Would Stallone not do it because it's TV, even though it's HBO Max?
No, I think he would. He did a boxing show a few years back. Do you remember?
He
was like, this is Rocky, but real life. People might know me from Rocky. I was boxing.
But I'm also in real life.
People see me now, they realize I'm real. That's all they know.
Hey, you, look at me. Am I in real life? Yeah?
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought. Case closed. He's also a lawyer.
Or a cop?
Yep, both. He's Judge Dredd. He's dressed as Judge Dredd.
There you go.
I would guess King Shark just because he is. Because if you do Bloodsport,
yeah,
it's just another guy with a gun.
That's true.
Show.
But I feel like James Gunn is, I mean, he's good.
Oh, he's another gun guy.
Look, you haven't watched this yet, have you?
I haven't watched it yet, no.
It's incredible. People have said, are we going to do recaps? No, because I'm just going to enjoy a show.
How dare you?
I'm just going to enjoy one
How
show.
How dare you? Well, I'm deciding which one it is, and it's Book of Boba Fett. You have to watch and enjoy Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, can't I just be lukewarm on it? Can't I just think it's okay? Can't I just be like, why did they just make an episode of The Mandalorian in the middle of this series?
Are you up to date on that? I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you? Okay, right.
Last week's episode was just like, this is just an episode of The Mandalorian.
I heard that.
It was very good.
Can I ask you, let me ask you this. Have they finished filming season 3 of The Mandalorian?
I believe so, yes. Do you think that they just took it out?
Do you think they just took an episode of The Mandalorian and put it in there because they're like, nobody's watching the Book of Boba Fett and we've got to get some characters
definitely possible. Yeah. But it does lead into... This is a slight spoiler, I guess, but it does lead into whatever Boba Fett is up to.
Right.
But also, like...
Could they have just done that?
Yeah, they could have, because they do flashbacks anyway, so, like, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, whatever.
That's my personal conspiracy theory, having not watched any of Boba Fett past episode 1.
I mean, I think we always knew the episode count, but I don't know. Anyways, let's move on to more news.
They're just getting rid of one episode.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
This is from The Hollywood Reporter, and this was then confirmed.
Ooh.
F10... Fast 10, the F10 key on my keyboard has a picture of a camera underneath, but it's not screen capture, so I think it turns my camera on and off.
Ah, good luck. You've got a little sticker.
I got a sticker over. I don't want people looking at me. I don't want people looking at me, Mason, all day. But there's a reason I'm not on YouTube much with my face. I don't want people looking at me. That Jason Momoa has joined the cast.
Oh.
Things as The Rock is out. Who do you get? You need a big, beautiful boy.
Mm.
What do you turn?
Taylor Lautner.
No.
Oh.
Who else is big and beautiful?
The boy reading this. The boy listening to this.
That's nice. That's
it's
really
very,
sweet.
Really nice. Yeah, yeah.
But no, Jason Momoa. Do you think he's going to be the villain?
Who was the last villain? It was What's-Her-Face again.
Fuck, man. Come on. No, it was John Cena.
Oh, yeah, it was John Cena. But it was also the lady.
Yeah, and another nerd, like a Zuckerberg nerd.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He was German, I want to
say. Yeah, right.
I don't know. Charlize Theron also.
That's who I'm thinking of, the lady.
Yeah, the lady. Yeah.
Am I losing my ability to know words?
Couldn't tell you.
Because you're losing the ability to analyze whether I'm
correct.
Losing words.
Correct, correct, correct.
Really makes you think.
But like that. It's that movie, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, except the specifics of whatever you just said then. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
That's what's going on in our lives.
Yes. Mm.
Do you think they're going to, like, it's two, because there's two left in the saga.
Right.
Is there enough time left?
To make him the bad guy and then switch over and then he's the good guy.
And then they get, like, 12 very buff men to, I guess, beat up Charlize Theron, who's the only consistent bad guy in this?
Maybe, yeah, okay.
Is there enough time?
I think there is absolutely enough time for him to come in as, whose brother is he though?
Oh, great question.
Because he can't be, I feel like initially I'm like Dom's other brother, but I don't think there's enough room, I don't think there's enough wiggle room in those flashbacks for him to be like, I have another brother.
He could be The Rock's brother, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks more like The Rock than John Cena looks like Vin Diesel, even though they spray painted them the same tan.
Would they explain why they didn't mention him at all when The Rock went back to his family?
Oh, that's, well, he's an outcast, isn't he?
Yeah, because he's too.
Did you? There was never
too much of a bad
there was
guy.
Never a John Cena explanation,
that's
though,
true,
was
yeah.
there? So you know, what do you expect in the world, Mason?
At this point, not much.
Good, but I hope you're expecting a new Mortal Kombat film. Were you expecting that?
I really wasn't, if I'm honest.
It's been a year, nearly a year, and they've confirmed
Oh, then we're due for one, all right.
This is via Deadline. Jeremy Slater is writing. He's apparently worked, not apparently, he did. He wrote the new Moon Knight series, which we'll be talking about in a bit. So, yeah, I guess maybe they'll do a Mortal Kombat in this one.
Okay.
I mean, that was like...
They're going to bring in Golden Boy? Is Golden Boy coming back?
Who's Golden Boy?
The Golden Boy.
Oh, yes, Golden Arm Powers or whatever.
Yeah, Golden Arm Powers. Powers,
yeah, because that was his Mortal Kombat unlocked ability or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie. Wasn't it?
No.
Correct. Well, that's some fun moments.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat in name only, though, you know what I mean? Anyways, there you go, getting another one. Delays.
Kino
from Ninja
Mortal
Turtles
Kombat
2?
In name only.
Oh, very good. I thought you meant from Ninja Turtles 2. Remember Kino?
No.
Nah, it's a good movie. Anyways, no, it's not. Delays but not dismays, Mason.
I'm just saying, Mortal Kombat has enough characters. You don't need to bring in another guy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So would you say that of every new Mortal Kombat game then?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Delays.
In fact, they've got enough character models from previous games as well, so just bring in the old character
Exactly.
models.
There was a time when they just, like, give Sub-Zero a different colour.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do.
Mm. Give all the other characters different colours.
It's fine. It's absolutely fine.
Different Sonya.
There is different Sonya. It's called Cassie. It had a daughter with something. Anyway, delays.
Go on.
But not dismays. The famous segment of the show, hopefully few and far between this year, where we talk about what's being delayed. But we don't want people to dismay.
We don't want them to feel dismays.
Exactly. So the Hollywood Reporter have confirmed that Mission Impossible 7 has moved from September of this year to July of 2023.
Oh, that's a long time.
But
it's nearly a year.
This, of course, has now pushed back Mission Impossible 8 from July 2023 to June of 2024. I also saw that Tom Cruise's new movie that he's shooting in space, an international space station, but they said apparently only some of it's filming in space. And I'm like, why? I mean, why any of it? That's my question. Wouldn't you just use like green screens and
go
to space?
They're like, Tom Cruise, your bones are turning into dust. And he's like, I don't care.
I've reserved bones. I have a drawer full
Oh, he's got additional bones at home. Like he's got backup bones at home. Okay,
yeah,
right.
Where they come from, you'd have to ask him. I honestly don't know.
The sea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, okay. I just go to one of our boats and there's just some spare bones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Boat bones.
That guy does it all.
Yeah. Including, I don't know if this is in hot quick news.
Okay.
But rumors abound that maybe he's going to be in MCU movie.
Yeah, so there's rumors that there's going to be a bunch of cameos in Doctor Strange's filled with cameos or whatever it's called.
That's right.
Doctor Strange, and look at all these cameos. I don't know, what's the name? What's the thing, Mason? I've forgotten words again. Or is that you? Anyway, so there's going to be an Avengers team from another dimension.
Yeah.
And the rumor is that Tom Cruise is going to play Iron Man.
Because he maybe was going to play Iron Man in the 90s.
Like the 90s or whatever, but I don't know.
That'd be
okay.
I mean, he's he was Austin Powers for a second.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not above dropping in for a, nah. for a gag from time to time. But here's the thing, which would disappoint me, is if he shows up and he's just in like a Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man suit. I want him in a bit. I want him in a 90s style suit, okay, like a terrible looking suit.
Okay,
just something bad.
And you get like Brad Pitt as Captain America and whatever and whatever.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Just two men in big crash helmets.
Shaking hands.
Yes, that's right.
We're friends in this dimension because it's the 90s and we're loving life.
Yeah.
What's a 90s reference?
Hypercolor.
Hypercolor, everyone. but in other news, in delays and not dismays, Morbius.
Oh.
I can't wait, but I'll have to. Because it's supposed to be out by now, but it's been moved to April 1st.
Yeah. Oh, because of April. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, everyone's thinking about that. And
you know, I've actually honestly been thinking about it a lot. And the thing that I've been thinking about it most is the bit in the trailer where he's like in front of the train in the subway, and he's just flapping like a chip packet in the wind, just like a discarded chip packet.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's
that
a bit in the
fun.
Train. He's like just flapping.
I'm not looking. I'm
he's
looking
like
at that.
He's got a sort of gliding hover power, and he's just
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is. I like cool. the way you're doing it. Like a sheet that's not really like pegged to the line properly.
Yeah.
You know,
no movement in the elbows.
Just all hands.
Just flapping hands at the wrists. It's great.
Barbara Broccoli, who heads up what's going on with James Bond, essentially, confirmed that Idris Elba is part of the conversation for the role.
Oh my goodness!
I think he's like 10 years too late. Don't get me wrong; he looks great. Mm-hmm. He could definitely do it, but like you're gonna need like 10 years of him. You know?
Yeah, right.
Which makes me think you'd cast like mid-30s.
Mm.
But you know, he's a name.
Yeah,
he's good. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch everyone get upset. It's going to be good.
Maybe you'll just do one.
Maybe wouldn't that be cool if they just did like
just one actor? But I mean, I don't think they would just because they, you know, the wisdom these days is everybody wants a franchise, wants an arc. But I think that could be fun.
Right, great.
Just different actor every time.
But you'd have
different
to like,
era,
and you'd have to like refamiliarize people with it. Like you'd probably do it as like a TV show, like an anthology, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it is owned by Amazon, but apparently they're not allowing that to happen.
Well, we'll
see.
The Iron Fist of the Broccolis.
Wow. Yeah. Big green fist.
That's right.
Because of broccoli.
Yeah.
Did you know what? Do you know what the second longest comic book movie of all time is soon to be, Mason?
Avengers Endgame?
No, that's the longest.
Oh, don't know.
Soon to be. It's Morbius. No, it's the Batman.
Oh,
it's
going to
come
right.
in at 2 hours and 55 minutes, not including credits. Second longest comic book movie behind Endgame. The Hollywood Reporter have also said that they've already screened a 4-hour cut.
Oh.
Which I think is also good news if they're trying that, which means maybe we'll get like an extended cut.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if the movie's good,
I'll
have an extended cut. Mm. You know what I mean? I'll see more of this, please. Mm. So, yeah, that's good. So if that's like... If they've whittled it down to 3 hours,
yeah,
because that's the best, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
Then that's good.
Yeah, but also maybe this holds the potential that we get the 3-hour version at cinemas, and we get instead of that you can just get the 1 hour that they cut out, just nonsensical, just snippets.
Yeah, like scenes that end abruptly.
Yeah. Unfinished CGI
characters that aren't in the other version.
That's right. Yeah,
whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But speaking of the Batman, Caravan of Garbage is, of course, back this Tuesday. And if you are highly anticipating all things Batman, not to give any spoilers, you might want to swing around on Tuesday just to see what's going on. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right, yeah.
No spoilers here, though.
Mm.
Let's all have a good time and move on to... I've actually called this Shotgun Some Stuff, but that's not right. Hot Quick News.
The long-awaited return.
Too hot. Too hot and very quick. Okay, so Spider-Man, No Way Home, has become the sixth highest grossing movie of all time.
Ooh.
I also think it is now the spoiler time for that is over.
Yes,
the cast
I mean, especially
openly doing interviews.
Tom Holland is spoiling stuff, which isn't normally a very good yardstick.
Yeah.
Because he'll spoil stuff minute one.
That's right.
But I think he's been, speaking of cracking the whip,
yep.
Marvel have definitely cracked the whip on him. And I think
they're all doing interviews.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That is like
that's
Australia.
True. Yeah.
It's absolutely happening. I think everywhere in the world has now had a chance to see
it,
which is good.
Now, what were you going to say spoiler-wise?
Oh, sorry. It's the sixth highest grossing movie of all time. not a spoiler, but I just mean we're just going to spoil it at some point.
Oh, at this point, yeah. Okay, yeah, right.
There we go. Moon Knight had a trailer. Yes. We actually did a Moon Knight book club, didn't
That's
we?
That's right,
we
did, yeah.
For a big sandwich where we looked at a really cool Moon Knight comic and talked a bit about the history of the character and mm-hmm. other adaptations that they tried in live action or whatever. What did you think of the trailer?
I was very excited.
He thought it was cool. He was excited, everyone.
I did think it was cool.
He thought it was cool.
You're trying to make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I think you're cool too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no.
Oh, what level of sarcasm are we at?
What level?
Know. Yeah. it looks good, but as per usual, maybe we'll settle into whatever accent Oscar Isaac is doing.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, it's
I think
okay.
we'll be all right with it, won't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like they're doing...
Why'd you call me Mo?
Why'd you call me that?
You call me Mo.
Call me a different name.
Why'd you call me Mo?
I think they're doing
that's
like...
That's not my name.
They're doing
that song?
I remember the song.
They call me Stacey. They call me Jane. That's not my name.
That's not my name.
Yeah. So, the real name?
Yep.
Fartzilla. That's right.
That's what
they. But they faded out on most radio stations.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
got to the end and it just stopped. And she was like, "Just to be clear, my full legal name is Fartzilla Huntington Whiteley."
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right, of the Huntington Whiteleys.
Really?
Jason Statham is my brother-in-law. So that song went.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Cool.
What are we talking about? I've forgotten.
Moon Knight.
Oh yeah.
So cool. Looking forward to it. We probably will be doing recaps
yeah.
for that.
What's interesting?
Which Collings, who edits these, will hopefully do.
They seem to be going, I think we mentioned this on Big Sandwich, but they seem to be going with the magic suit, like it's some sort of magical...
Or dream sequence.
Or dream sequence. Yeah, we
don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find
again,
out.
Again, I love the trope of a man waking up, he's driving a truck, he's holding a gun. How did he get there?
That's how did he get there? We'll find out. Also, we had confirmation of Jedi Fallen Order 2.
Ooh!
That was confirmed along with two other EA's, I think Respawn Star Wars games. One being a first-person shooter, and they reference things like Dark Forces and Dark Forces 2,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
would be awesome because I fucking love the Dark Forces series.
Wait, so did they make reference to, like, we're making games in those styles?
Yeah, like that, loved that era.
So they're not saying, okay, we're going to tie them somehow into...
No.
Okay, right.
I mean, there have been other Star Wars first-person shooters like Republic Commando, the new Battlefronts, and the old Battlefronts. I think you can also play in first-person.
And the mid-period Battlefronts.
Exactly. But that would be super cool if they did something like that. Yeah. And maybe they did a Kyle Katarn, but probably not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also like an XCOM-style strategy, something. Anyway, good. Point is also Jedi Fallen Order, good game.
Yeah.
That is getting a sequel, not surprised. Also, in a
give us fast travel if you wouldn't
mind. Yeah, oh yeah. Other than that, give us fast travel, then you've absolutely nailed it. So Pixar's Turning Red. You know about this one?
It's nope.
There's a big girl turns into a big panda. She's like the Hulk, but a panda, nope. right? Anyway, it's a movie.
Okay, great.
It's heading straight.
Oh, this is not real?
No, it's real. It's a real movie. Oh, it's not real scenario, but it's a
not
real
really
movie
real
that's
life.
Coming
okay,
out.
Right.
Yeah. It's heading straight to streaming on Disney Plus, which would make it the third Pixar film in a row to do so. What is this? What's going on? I mean, they own Pixar, but what did they do?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Is this some sort of internal drama between the head of Pixar and the head of Disney or something?
Like, are they looking to push because, like, they're in-house Disney animations? But again, they own Pixar.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like a separate kind of entity to animation.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll put out, like, Encanto and,
like,
Frozen and that. But Luca, this, and I can't remember what the other one was.
Because I remember an era where if you said, hey, you want to go watch a Disney movie, people would be like, not really. But if you said, do you want to watch a Pixar movie, people would be like, yes.
Yay!
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 And an ice cream!
And an ice cream. No
yay.
Ice cream.
And then we throw bottles off a bridge
no!
at cars. Yay!
No, Mason!
Yay! Throw bottles at batteries.
Oh,
woo!
No.
We're fueled by ice cream and rage.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it's interesting that now Disney are like – I don't know if Pixar saved Disney or like
certainly helped.
Yeah, like saved their reputation in terms of producing quality. But it's interesting now they're like, all them, and I don't think we've reached the point where.
Well, I think we have.
Pixar is just producing average stuff.
No,
like
I think also the other thing is that Disney stuff has definitely gotten better.
Oh, that's probably true. Yeah,
I'd say they're probably on par a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also that that point where you.
You'd, just adjusting my mic, everybody.
You'd look at an animated thing that looks in the style of Pixar and you'd squint at it and go, does that have the Pixar logo on it? Oh, no, it's planes in the style of cars, but it's not a it's not Pixar. So,
you got us,
you know, so.
How's that universe work? Don't know.
Don't know.
Interesting. So there you go. Eternals also scored the biggest MCU movie debut on streaming.
Ooh, not bad.
Which is interesting because Black Widow, of course, went straight to streaming in addition to theaters, which tells me two things. One, a lot of people just didn't care to see it in the cinemas but were happy to watch it on streaming.
Yeah.
And two, this would probably push any kind of sequel or spin-off plans that they're planning. Like, it'll give them an idea of what they want to do if they haven't already decided, which they probably already
have. That Eternals juice.
That's right.
But also, wasn't Black Widow originally, it was like $24.99 or something?
That is true also. And Eternals. That's interesting, yeah.
Free it. Yeah. Point of clicking.
Free point of clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Free point of clicking. Do you want me to do that joke?
I don't know what it is.
No, you know, like, it's not free or whatever.
Oh, no, people get it.
Now let's do new jokes.
All
new jokes from now on. No callbacks, no snake eyes, none of it. We will do snake eyes.
Well,
we'll have to push it to next week. We'll see if we can get it fit in this week, but that's not a joke.
Yeah, that's my point. That's for real. Yeah.
Anyways, we also got our first look at Leslie Grace as Batgirl.
Yeah, we did, yeah. She's wearing the Batgirl of Burnside, the kind of sort of homemade hipster looking suit. I think it looks good, yeah.
Jacket that, you know, with the buttons across one side. Do you know what I'm talking about right
yes,
now?
Yes, I do.
Good, yeah. What do you think?
Good, looks good.
You were mad about it. You told me you were mad about it. You said, so I don't like this. You said, I can't put my finger on it, but I don't like this. That's what you said to me.
Now that's what
you said. I said.
Oh.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say that. Nah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I've just written here very briefly.
Sorry. I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, that was quick. No old jokes.
This isn't a joke. This is a structure. This is a serious structure.
A structure can't be a joke?
This one isn't.
The Eiffel Tower. Is that a joke to you, Mason?
Ha-ha!
I don't know. What am I defending here? I don't know. Which side am I on of this?
I don't know, but I like it. Anyway, I'll get a few out of the way.
Gotcha. We had like eight so far, so that's good.
Too hot? They've all been too hot.
Speaking of Batgirl.
I've just been here just...
Hot little hands. He's got a nice cold bucket to put his hands in after each segment.
There's nothing in it. It's just a cold bucket. It's been in the fridge.
Speaking of Batgirl, though, Joss Whedon, of course, who was originally working on this.
Boo!
Not to talk about this too much, but he came out and did a very...
Hot quick booze.
A very weird...
Boo!
Did a very weird and personally damaging interview.
He did a lot of telling on himself, didn't he?
Why did he do that?
Don't know. Just take your money and go.
Weird interview.
Weird.
Strange. I read the whole thing. I'm like, what is... why would you do this? This is worse.
Yeah.
Like, none of this is, like vindicate... like, I mean, I guess in some sense that, like, he did admit, like, that he'd done some bad things, but a lot of it was like, I didn't do that, and that's not... I don't think that's true, and actually I'm nice.
Sure.
If anything, everyone was mean to me.
And what a lot of the things I did were cheeky.
Yeah.
I'm a cheeky boy.
But there were a lot of women around me, and I had to sleep with them.
I'm like, yeah... It's like they're stealing from you if you don't.
Why did he do it?
I don't know.
Anyways, we also got a title for the next Lord of the Rings series, which is coming up. It's called The Rings of Power. Wow, that's Mordor hot. I guess Sauron's going to be like a person as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Mm.
All right, you ready to go?
Wouldn't it be funny
if
this came out and people were like, I think I've said this before. Wouldn't it be funny if this came out and people were like, is that all right? This billion-dollar show.
Yeah, that
it's
would
pretty
be.
Good. Remember the old one?
I remember the old one.
Orlando Bloom was in it. He's like, I got all these, shooting all the orcs and that.
I got a lot of arrows.
Yeah. And my axe, they'd say.
Who?
The fans. The true fans.
Okay, so in what capacity? What's
they're
the
all
setting?
Discussing it.
Okay.
They're in a big round table forum.
Like every, the Council of Elrond.
Every fan of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Like, okay.
They've been flown in at great expense
it's
to
like
New
Zealand.
It's like
hands across America, but it's every Lord of the Rings fans of the movies.
They've been flown into New Zealand.
Okay.
They're near Hobbiton.
Yep.
And they're just discussing. They've been brought in by Amazon to discuss this new series. It's cost them $100 million to bring everybody in. And they all take a vote, and they're like, "Yeah, we remember the old one.
We like that
one. It's good. Remember the on my axe." You know?
I don't know if this is relevant, but I was young then. Do you think that played a part? Like, I was easily like amused by things.
Very impressionable.
I mean, objectively, still very good. I think that's just me talking.
Oh, but, you are you there?
I'm here. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, do you want to talk about all the stuff coming out?
Yeah.
Let's start. We'll start in February. Things is that where we're
at. That's hot quick news over?
Yeah, that's
folks, over. That was hot quick news.
Actually, it's not February yet, but it will be when this goes out.
That's true.
No, it won't.
No,
it'll be the
31st.
Yeah. God damn, what's going on? Anyways, February, here's what's coming up.
No looking back, James. Don't think about all the mistakes we've made.
I agree.
In our lives and in this episode thus far.
I like that. I like this this new you.
Thank you.
I mean, any version of you is like acceptable, but this one.
Thanks,
I like.
Thanks, man. That means a lot.
Moonfall.
Oh.
Seen it on Monday night, so I'm very excited to hit up, I think, IMAX to see the moon attack the Earth.
I'm just going to look at the moon.
Yep.
Just get into nature and look at the moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to have a better experience because the movie apparently isn't very good.
Wow.
And it's like the Independence Day people and et cetera, except it's not the mid-90s, it's now.
Yeah.
But Patrick Wilson.
And he's good.
Halle Berry.
Very good. Won an Oscar.
Third funny character probably. Like, be like, oh my God, is this happening? Is this for real? You know, that character.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, Josh Gad, I don't know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Do you want to check the Moonfall cast list?
Please do. Find out the third funny guy.
Moonfall cast, third funny guy? Oh yeah, it is. It's John Bradley, who played like the book nerd from Game of Thrones, who was Jon Snow's mate.
Who didn't burn to death in his library, as I predicted.
That's right. I fucking nailed that. I mean, I saw the trailer, but you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Sure,
I was like, there's a third guy in that.
There's a third guy. I saw at minimum three people in this trailer, two of whom were very famous to me and a third person.
Is this for real? Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'm Patrick Wilson and this is serious. And I'm Halle Berry. I'm also serious in this too.
And it's me.
Oh, no. These thrusters aren't working or something. Anyway.
Well, they're working too well. The moon's being pushed back too far. The moon's being flung out there. It's thrown off everybody's horoscopes. Everybody's mad at me.
Is that how horoscopes work?
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Death on the Nile. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And?
Yeah. I don't know what.
I don't know. Yeah, that's right.
Have we not covered it?
That's correct.
They're editing out everybody. That's the problem with ensemble movies now. They've got to edit out everybody who gets cancelled.
Remember Zack Snyder replaced a whole person in his movie? He CGI'd a whole new person into that zombie movie.
Yeah.
Tig Notaro.
Oh, my God. Putting a Tig Notaro in three roles in Death of the Night. Put Tig in everything. She's great in Discovery. Why not?
Hey, great.
Love Tig.
That's good stuff. And, of course, then we've got my favorite, I think, my most anticipated movie for February is Uncharted.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They're really selling that hanging off crates bit, aren't they?
Yes, that's true.
Mm.
I mean.
What do you mean?
I mean, James, what I mean is...
What do you mean? You're saying that nothing can top Prince of Persia in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
How, I mean,
I think Prince of Persia was fine.
You're gonna swathe up Tom Holland? Mm. You gonna do that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Mm. I don't know about anything.
Yeah,
but I do know this.
Go on.
The Walking Dead season finale also starts in February.
Oh. So is this a series finale? This is
But there's like Rick spin-offs and I don't know. Right. And then I think it's the other
one. There's more than one Rick spin-off?
Is Fear the Walking Dead going? Look, if you want a really good zombie show, Black Christmas, Black Summer, what's it called?
Black Summer, yeah.
Yeah, incredible. Mm. Two seasons, harrowing. They just kill everybody you like. Just like, it's nuts. It's fucking insane. Mm. And it's very good.
James, if you want a good zombie series.
I don't.
Everybody's on their phones out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Have you tweeted this?
Shouldn't I?
You could do a little cartoon.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, you're standing in front of a tree or the moon, and you should be looking
at it. I'm like, hey, everyone, look at the moon.
But everybody's watching Moonfall.
It's rapidly receding for some reason. But and everybody's watching Moonfall on their phones, and that makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez,
what a world. It's 2022.
Is that a new t-shirt?
I don't know. Some of the clothes, my nice clothes, I don't wear normally when you see me because I have kids.
Yeah,
and
right.
They roll me in dirt like twice a day. So I went out today. And that's why you're like, that's a clean. Look at these fucking shoes, mate. Look how crisp these are.
Those are crisp. Yeah.
I wear them like three times
before.
A year.
I've seen those before, yeah. And they were crisp then and they're crisp now. That's incredible. Is it that one of your kids, like, crouches behind you and the other one like clips you in the chest in the front and drops you onto the ground, but it's not the ones you'd think.
No,
it's the infant that clips you in the air.
We need someone sturdy to fall over.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd crush my baby.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I didn't anticipate in being a parent?
They just roll you into it.
You know what I did?
They've dug you a grave out there. They're trying to put you in a grave.
Hey Dad, we dug you two graves, one for you and then a second one for you because we're going to cut you in half.
And you're like, that's not the way it goes. And they're like, okay, boomer.
Anyways, what I didn't anticipate in being a parent is how often, I would say at least once a day, that one of your kids steps on your balls. Like it happens.
You've definitely mentioned the ball stepping before.
To you or?
I don't know. Maybe
it's probably
on
a great tweet in that.
Yeah.
But good stuff. Anyways, let's move on to March. Moon Knight. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Good and good.
One at a time, one a week for 6 weeks, eight
Something
weeks,
like that.
10 weeks, 100 weeks.
Hope it's six. And then, of course, we have The Batman.
Mm.
Very excited for The Batman. Mm-hmm. My God. That's all I have to say. But just like, this could be it, Mason.
What do you mean?
A good Batman movie.
Oh.
Again. It's been 10 years since the last one, I guess.
Dark Knight.
Rises. Like a solo Batman movie. I mean, we did the Snyder stuff or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Did you see that article this week about Ben Affleck's version?
I thought you were going to say, did you see The Dark Knight Rises? I mean, vaguely. I vaguely recall it.
Yeah, you vaguely remember. But I was on YouTube then. It's all gone. But I reviewed that and everything. I had videos then. I'm like 10 years on YouTube this year. No, 11. I think I started in 2011.
With this current channel? Or
no, because that first one got deleted. It's gone forever. Right. But anyway.
What happened to those videos? Are they on a hard drive somewhere?
I don't have them. They're gone. Ooh. They might be on an old dead computer. You know that stack of laptops? Probably on the bottom one.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's probably like a Chinese version of YouTube that has them all.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, so the Batman, sorry, they talked about Ben Affleck's version and apparently.
Who's they?
The guy, Matt Reeves, who's directing the new one. And he said it was more kind of like Bond-esque and he was like, I want to do my own version and whatever.
Right.
Which is fair enough. So that's what he's doing.
Okay.
Also, The Lost City is coming out. That's the Channing Tatum, Sandra Bullock one.
It's like Romancing that looks the fun. Stone. Yeah, Brad Pitt's in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And that's cool. All right. Move it along.
Is that your new catchphrase?
That's cool.
I think we should give you a new catchphrase for the new year. Let's workshop a few.
Okay, what do you got? You got something humiliating for me?
I mean, I hadn't come with one prepared, but I can work on it.
Please, if you could.
Yeah.
April. April 1st, of course. Morbius.
Perfect.
I mean, we have to see it because of the wider Spum universe.
That's true. We're going to support the Spum.
Yeah. So that's the Spider-Man universe.
Imagine this, James. A big can of Spam says Spum on the side. Though.
I can imagine
pretty
that.
Pretty good, right?
I'm loving it. Yeah. I'm loving everything
about
that.
And the lid's open.
Yep.
Jared Leto's coming out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet today that was something like, everything we gave Jared Leto, we should have given to John Leguizamo.
Yep.
And I'm like, 100%.
Yeah.
That's dead on. Mm. And then I copied it, and then I just wrote it out myself. So I'm getting all the accolades.
Nice. Great.
That's what good, I do. Cool.
And then you had that guy killed.
And then I had that guy killed. Yeah. And then I got a job at Fuck Jerry. Anyways. Sonic.
Is that guy still around? Let's not look it up. Doesn't matter.
You got a bunch of money, I'd imagine. Sonic 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Idris Elba stepping into the role of Knuckles.
That's right.
That's okay. By my, in my eyes, that's good, I think, isn't it? And then, of course, we've
well,
got...
Well, listen, I mean, you know, obviously it was not for me, but you've watched this since with your kids.
Watched a couple
at least
times,
one of
yeah.
your kids. And they,
yeah,
they
it's good. I mean, yeah, it's like a solid kids movie.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Mm. I mean, I do love seeing James Marsden.
Yeah, so he's in things. Not? He's in another show we're going to talk about in a bit.
Have you seen House of Gucci yet?
No. Mm. I don't think it hasn't come to streaming, so I haven't.
Yeah, right.
But I will. I'll see it with my eyes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff currently out that I'm like, oh, I should see it. But
I should see Kingsman, but I'm not going to the cinema to
yeah,
see
Yes, exactly.
Kingsman,
yeah, I'm like, at this, there was that brief period where I'm like, yeah, I'm confident in going to the cinema.
I should see Scream 5, but I haven't.
Nightmare Alley, I would like to see Nightmare Alley.
Oh, is that even out here?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just shut off for January, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got COVID. So
No,
you got COVID, so I couldn't see any movies because you got COVID. And I was doing it to honour you.
James, you got COVID. I was trapped in a car that was floating down the street, all right? Those are the two things that happened.
That's the two things we did. That's how we spent our summers. remember summers?
I put up some sails and I put out some oars.
Summers as a kid were magical, but now it's just like, this is terrible.
Right?
A terrible thing has happened.
Yeah.
Has befalled me.
It's not that the days are hot. It's that the nights are also hot. So there's you just look at down in Melbourne at the very least, it's always like 30 Celsius for like
hot
7 days in a row. Yeah. And I'm like, and then it's like at nighttime, 29.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Too hot. Mm-hmm. Too hot.
Upsettingly hot.
Hey, the sun, what are you doing?
Right.
Why are you hot at night? Mm. Is this the moon? Is the moon doing this? Must be.
We've got to get rid of the moon.
Got to get rid of the moon. Let's push it out to sea, wherever it goes. Whatever's out in space. Mm. I don't know. Fantastic Beasts 3.
Oh, yeah. Mads Mikkelsen.
I guess from this,
yes.
We'll do that Harry Potter episode that people keep banging on about.
Last two. We're going to knock off those last two Harry Potters.
And we're done.
Yeah.
And we're retiring from Harry Potter.
Then we could do three Fantastic Beasts movies in a row.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I guess then we do Caravan of Garbages, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. You know, like J.K. Rowling, I'm like... I mean, and there's so many good people that, like, did work on those. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched that special that they did or whatever. And I'm so many delightful friendships and really talented people work on this. Why are you J.K. Rowling?
Everybody was secretly in love with everybody else.
Yeah, like, why is J.K. Rowling, like, laser-focused on this? Like why are you doing... Anyway, whatever. Mm. Then we've got The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yes.
That's the Nicolas Cage movie where he plays himself, where he goes to a private island because a guy hires him because he's bankrupt and the guy's a big Nicolas Cage fan and he has to reenact all his movies. Or... something.
Yes.
And what's his name's in it? I was going to say Oscar Isaac, but not him.
No.
The other one.
Pedro Pascal.
I say that because they're brothers, maybe. I don't know.
They seem to get along.
They seem to get along.
In a way that brothers might.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
It's really nice.
I like nice things.
They did Ethan Hawke and Oscar Isaac did a little video where they watched the Moonlight
trailer.
I didn't
watch that. What was that like?
I mean, it was just them going, ooh.
We're in this.
Yeah.
That's
hey, look,
me.
That's us. Hey.
That's us. That must be nice when you're like, you're acting after all these years and you see yourself in a thing. You're like, that's us.
That's us.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me doing
now
this.
Now look at you.
Now look at you. I'm glad you're next to me. Mate.
Oh, you're here as well. are we in a movie now?
You're filming this. Do we have to watch this later?
Who are these guys?
It's them.
I'll take it.
Because they're being filmed.
This is us.
Anyways, Kenobi.
Before sunrise.
Maybe Kenobi in May. They reckon maybe for Star Wars Day.
Is it? Who's been cast in this recently?
The dude who played Han is in it.
No.
Kumail Nanjiani's in it.
Okay. Who's it?
Owen Lars.
No. Ewan McGregor's actual wife. What's her name again?
Oh, Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
She's in something.
Yeah,
she's in a Star Wars thing coming out. Ahsoka.
Right. That's cool.
But is she going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi's real wife, secret wife?
Oh, my God. I would love Ben Kenobi have a secret wife.
Right?
No,
because in a way, she's his secret wife.
I mean,
wife.
Unless they age her up, she's too old. She'd be too young. But then again, he's an old dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. He's
you know, he gets a bit lonely out in the desert and et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm really...
You know you're an old dog. Well, of course I know. That's me. An old dog, a dirty dog. I'm a dirty dog.
I don't like
Hello
this.
There.
I don't like this, Kenobi.
Do you think I could ruin your expectations for Obi-Wan Kenobi by the time it comes
being
out?
Being a creep?
By being dirty old Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Peeping me Kenobi.
Ah, oh, yes, please.
I think there was a weekly plan of posters on it already. I'm looking forward to like less Tatooine because it's Tatooine City, mate, at the
it
moment.
It really is, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that's also interesting because I think they have done some interesting stuff with like the Tuskens or whatever, but I don't mind Boba Fett. A lot of people like get kind of down on it, but I don't mind it. Anyways, Doctor Strange in Look at All These Cameos. Mm-hmm. That's also going to be that month. Excited?
Yes.
How many cameos we're going to get?
100.
Yep, I agree, 100.
A crisp 100 cameos.
That's a good amount.
They're going to count them off in the screen.
Yeah.
They've gotten the Adobe Premiere file from CinemaSins and they've changed the text to number of cameos and they've put the ding in.
And they put it also at the top of the movie because you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what you're here for. It's not going to be a surprise. Uh-huh. These are the cameos.
Yeah.
Here we go. Then we've got DC League of Super Pets.
Oh, yeah. That's an all-star cast as well.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll take my kid to that. I wouldn't go to see that, but I will. I'll take him to see that. Then we got the Bob's Burgers movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still on season one. I'm liking it, but I got sidetracked watching other television, and Mason got COVID. I had to send him some
care packages. I didn't get COVID. I will never get COVID, and I will never die.
And I didn't send you care packages? But if I got COVID, why didn't you send me any care packages? Because you're floating down the river in that car.
I was on my way to the supermarket. And I get caught in that tidal wave.
Fair enough. Yeah. Bob's Burgers fan?
Yes.
It's really pretty good. Funny, yeah. I like it. And then we've got Top Gun Loser.
Yeah.
Which is probably coming out this year. I guess it has to because every other Tom Cruise movie has been shifted away from it, turns out.
Now, otherwise, people might forget household name Tom Cruise.
I would never forget Tom
Cruise.
They'd
be like Tom Who's.
No one would say that.
Tom Whomst. Tom Whomst.
I don't like that. I mean, it's better than Ben Creepy Ben Kenobi, but so anyway. Dune.
Yes.
This is interesting for me because we're probably going to do the Jurassic Park movies for Caravan of Garbage, and so we're getting Jurassic World Dominion.
Yeah.
And you famously have said that all the Jurassic Park movies are the same, and that
Correct.
Is not true. And we're going to do the first three at least.
Okay.
And we're going to prove that that's not true.
Okay.
And you're going to make sure that you know that.
See, right.
All right.
Okay. All right.
We're going to make sure.
Fine. My one remaining controversial opinion will be quashed.
Good.
For the sake of content. I'll
Good.
Do it.
I love that. Then we've got Lightyear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very excited for that one. Do you see also because Chris Evans is Buzz Lightyear and Tim Allen is doing a Santa Claus sequel series on Disney Plus where he's 60 and he has to retire. I thought he was immortal. What's going on?
Great question.
What the fuck's going
There'll
on in that
There'll be another Santa Claus at the end of the contract or whatever.
Yeah, but like, come on.
Oh.
You should get it. Like, if they make you like... like overweight and old,
yeah.
They should let you do that for like at least 200 years. Maybe it's said 200 years in the future in the Mad Max universe or something. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Oh, I'm so tired of delivering these presents. I mean, on the one hand, there's far fewer good girls and boys.
Yeah.
It's mostly war boys,
yes,
if I'm honest.
Sure.
But,
so not good, yeah.
So there's fewer people to deliver to, but it's hot out there.
It's hot as heck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I built
that man threw a big spear at Rudolph, and it hit Rudolph in the head, and then it exploded.
I did the storyline where I built a robot again. I did that one.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm.
You know what I mean, everyone.
Yeah.
He's looking at the camera. Tim Allen doesn't care at this point. Then we have, speaking of Ethan Hawke, the Black Phone. So Scott Derrickson, who did the first Doctor Strange, and then he was going to do the second, but he moved away. He got his start in horror.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for this. It looks very creepy.
Very
creepy. I don't recall specifically what happens in the trailer.
Yeah.
But I do remember very icky. Oh, there's a woman trapped in a room.
Yeah, or a kid.
A kid trapped in a room, and on the phone she's getting calls from previous murder victims.
Yeah.
Is that right? And
they're
trying to help her escape the room.
Love that idea.
Yeah, right.
That's cool. And that's also
a good idea for an escape room.
The guy who worked at Spill something, Carlisle something. He wrote it as well.
Oh.
Remember spill.com?
Nope.
It's good stuff. Anyways.
Do you remember superdeluxe.com?
What was that one again?
That was the one that had all those Brad Neely cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those guys?
He never got, like, he's still working.
Yeah.
But he didn't get, like, his Rick and Morty yet.
No, that's true, yeah.
But I think he will.
Very good, that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Professor Brothers.
Washington. Which I think was the real precursor to Hamilton.
You might be right.
I think that's where the inspiration
came from. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Mm. Might be right. They should have slipped it into Hamilton. Just a very rude song.
Just a rude song about George Washington.
Also, Elvis. Baz Luhrmann's Elvis.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You in?
Sure.
I'm not.
Okay, right.
Nah, why not?
I guess by necessity it's going to be a jukebox musical of sorts.
Probably.
Okay.
And then we've got The Boys. It's coming
Season
back.
Season 3 of The Boys.
And what's interesting about that is Jensen Ackles is playing like the Captain America type thing.
Correct, yes.
And other things going on. And apparently he has a lot of the ideals of like the 1940s. So basically he's a big racist.
Oh, I see, right.
So, you know, that's how that goes.
I didn't watch it yet, but I got the box set of Banshee, which is it's a TV series that Anthony Starr was in before.
And what's that about?
It's about he's a criminal on the run, and he takes the identity of the sheriff that is heading to the town of Banshee. And he's like, "Well, I'm gonna take
because the sheriff's dead."
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna do some crimes but also be a sheriff.
Is it set in the past? No, it's set in the modern day. It's like, where's your driver's license? And he's like, oh no.
Oh, it's like an Amish town, apparently.
Okay, there you
go. But anyway, it's like very brutal and bloody.
Cool.
But I've heard it's good. So.
And still going?
No.
Cancelled.
Yes.
Okay. He was also in Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
He was, it's true.
And if anybody at Netflix is listening, you're going to green light that or what? I've watched it like 5 times.
Right, same.
And not just because I want them to get it, or that is that, because I like watching it. It's very funny. God damn it. Anyways, makes me mad how funny it is, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Boo, those boys.
Yeah, boo to them.
Next up in July, we've got Minions, Rise of Gru.
Didn't that happen already? Didn't they do that one?
No, it's happening. It's going to happen.
They did it, though.
They did a Minions prequel. But that wasn't called. I was just called Minions.
Oh,
they're funny. They've got some funny stuff.
I feel like they've
in
done this.
You don't know.
You should check your facts again. I think they've done this numerous times. They've done this 100 times.
I'm check your bloody facts. I'll tell you that much, man. Bloody check your check of facts. And it's just me giving you the moon. Yeah, it comes out in July 2022. There is a movie called Minions.
Yes,
that also came out.
Okay,
there was a very funny tweet.
You know, I think what they should do with the Minions.
What's that?
Memes.
Oh, you think
so? They'd be ripe for memes.
But just put them in anything.
Just put them in anything, yeah.
No context.
No context at all. Okay. It's like support our troops and then there's Minions. You
know? So I saw a very...
Hey, don't talk to me before I got my coffee. Minions. You know?
I saw a very funny tweet from... Brian Lynch, who wrote Minions and among other things.
Oh, yes.
He wrote... I'm going to see if I can find it.
It's me, Brian Lynch. Minions. How about that? Eh?
Oh, here it is. I found it. So it's from October of 2020. It's from Brian Lynch. He said, one time a lady on my block asked me what I did, and I said I wrote movies. And she said, anything I've seen? And I said, a movie called Minions? And she said, I don't know what that is. I don't have kids. And I said, but you knew it was for kids, and we haven't talked since. So she tried to be like, no, I don't know what that is. Ah, that's great. Love it. Anyways, then it's the...
When you say... You've never heard of Minions, and you say it's for kids. Minions, that's the meme.
Oh, that's good.
And the
it's got a the Minions, yeah. And it's 1 o'clock or
it's
whatever.
It's 1 o'clock, and it's also 1 o'clock. And the minions drinking a tea and a wine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
perfect.
Mm-hmm. Quizzical minions.
Mm. Thor: Love and Thunder.
Yes,
there we go.
Very exciting.
Is that your biggest Marvel movie of the year? Most anticipated?
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's think about it. Then we've got Black Adam right after that. Ooh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And then in August, guess what's coming out?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Super Bowl ad.
No, Mason, it's blank. It's a blank month at the moment.
Blank month?
Nothing,
what's nothing?
Nothing big anyway.
Now, what month did you say? October?
August.
August.
There will be something. There'll be some Star Wars, more Marvel TV or something. I don't know. Just filling in the gaps here, mate. Just filling in the gaps. September, we've got Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, which is like crazy to me because I'm like, oh, the Shrek universe is still going. Shit.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
There wasn't a turn there. You won't be like, no, this is a reboot.
Shrek's happening. So that's cool. Wow. I saw the last one. First one, Puss in Boots. It's a good character. It's like Zorro, but he's a cat.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got the Lord of the Rings TV series. Biggest show of all time. Something.
Probably all,
the
probably
jokes
all right.
Put it earlier. Yeah. October. Hocus Pocus 2.
All right. What was Hocus Pocus 1?
It was like Carrie Bradshaw and like Bette Midler, and they were witches, and it was like the 80s or something, and it's Halloween night and something.
Oh, that's Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And then...
So this is a sequel to that?
Yeah, it's like a Disney Plus thing,
okay.
I believe. Then we've got Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed. Followed by, speaking of uh-oh, Halloween Ends. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. So hopefully they can pull something out for that.
I mean, it'll be the movie that the last one should have been. If anything's going to be a complete finale, I mean, it's...
Yeah,
why am I saying that?
They should have made it mostly a prequel, that last one, of like the night he got away.
Yeah, right.
Because that part I found very interesting. Also, so as people have sent in, that was a Loomis, like they make up the dude to make him look like Loomis.
Ah, I see.
Loomis? I don't know. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
What would you accept as a definitive end? What would be a satisfying end? Like, not that we particularly love this franchise or anything like that.
Well, that was going to be my answer. I don't care at all.
Okay, right.
But a satisfying ending? I don't know.
I mean, I think...
How do these things ever end? They don't, is the answer.
I think they just have to, like...
Actually, H2O, when they beheaded him...
I was going to say, we'll probably have... Great. It'll have to end with a beheading.
It wasn't him and whatever, yeah. I know.
It'll have to be a beheading... And then his head rolls out of the mask and they're like, that's definitely the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's his weird eye because he got his eye poked with a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get him on our podcast, which is how this whole thing started.
That's right.
Next up we have in November.
The Cause and Solution to All Life's Problems.
Correct.
Podcasts.
The Flash.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but Ezra Miller recently took to social media to denounce a very specific sect of the KKK, which is good.
Agreed.
But it also was a little like, what is this going on?
That's standard Warner Brothers movie promotion.
He had the Flash ring on and all, so I can't imagine Warner Brothers would be too happy, even though he is denouncing the KKK. But,
I think the Flash fighting
is he all right?
I think the Flash fighting the KKK would be amazing.
Incredibly clean
just,
that up real
just
quick.
Just tearing them to pieces. That would be funny.
But, like, is he okay? I mean, like, is the KKK going after him? Secondly,
oh, you think
is
that's
this
why?
Some kind of, like... He's having
psychotic
kind of
breakdown.
What is this?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
know. That's anyway. I can't imagine Warner Brothers are happy, regardless of what is going on there. Anyway, I don't think I've. You know,
and also, M&M's, watch out. Ezra Miller is going to get you.
Is he?
Yeah.
M&M.
No, the M&M's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of that. Because
they're not.
Because
they're not sexy,
they're not
enough,
sexy anymore.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. So Ezra Miller's going to punch him.
But you did find them sexy though.
No.
Your words though.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's fair.
That's right. No new joke. No old jokes.
No old jokes.
We just admit the weird things that we love, that we find sexy.
Yeah.
And we move on. Then we got Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Tig Notaro is in this as well.
And Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Tig Notaro, Shuri now. Yeah.
Yeah, so Evangeline Lilly was at a... Anti-vax, something, whatever. No. I don't think it was strictly anti-vax. It was more like you can choose.
We're
to
asking
get it
questions.
We're just asking questions, and sure,
yeah,
that's all fine and normal, isn't it, Mason? So anyway, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
I just want to hear the Wasp talk about the time she met Taylor Dane. That's all.
That's right. So Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, though, it's going to be very interesting to see how they pull any of this off, who takes on the mantle, where they go moving forward, and so forth.
Where are they now production-wise?
Good question.
They film stuff?
Yeah, I think it's on hold at the moment because maybe someone got COVID again or something, but it hopefully will be done by November, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And following it up with that, we've got, speaking of Black Panther, because the director of Black Panther, Ryan Coogler, who directed the first in this franchise, Creed 3.
Oh!
Also Michael B. Jordan, also in Black Panther, and Black Panther Wakanda Forever, apparently. But Creed 3 is directed by Michael B. Jordan.
Ah.
And apparently it's Rocky 3. Creed 3, Rocky 3.
Very nice.
Which is fine, because Rocky finished up his story.
And all the E's are 3s.
Yes, that's right.
All in Creed 3 and Rocky 3, all 3s.
Wouldn't that be Creed 33?
Creed 3,333, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Unless we're saying, unless three, that Creed, the word three is written as a word.
Yeah.
And the E's in that are also threes.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so that's.
Makes for a very confusing marketing campaign.
Agreed. That's what we want.
A threed.
A threed, exactly.
We all agreed about all of that. So Creed 3, though, kind of didn't expect it.
Yeah. How did Creed 2 end?
He won. And
nice.
Then Rocky went and saw his son.
Nice.
Fucking absolute amazing ending. Loved it. Rocky was like, can I come in? I'm my son. You look just like your grandma. Look at me. I'm Rocky. I'm actually just between you and me. I'm the actor Sylvester Stallone. Just look at me. I'm real.
Do I look real?
This is not me like getting off on people telling me I'm real. I just need to know. I need to know.
Yes, Sylvester, I think you're real. Guilty. You're guilty.
You're coming with me. What?
Get in the car. Oh, I like this guy.
Stallone confused by reality.
He's making his own reality TV show, but he doesn't
Judge
understand
Dredd.
Reality. And he's also Judge Dredd, yes. Is his son still Milo Ventimiglia?
Yeah,
in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. Love him.
This is show.
Disagree. This is an anchor of sanity, James. That's what this show is.
And then in December, first of all, so Super Mario Brothers is coming at the end of December.
Uh-huh.
Excited to see that, I think. And but
go on.
Avatar 2 and Aquaman both come out on December 16th.
Whoa.
What is that about? Who's going to flinch?
And that's interesting because
both water something.
Both water something, but also both James Cameron adjacent.
Oh, that's true.
Because James Cameron, of course, was going to do an Aquaman at some point, allegedly.
No, that was Entourage.
Oh, no, not real. That was Entourage. Okay.
You like Stallone have confused reality with television.
Was James Cameron in an episode of Entourage? He does appear in it eventually.
We did it. We did it for Caravan of Garbage. Yeah, We've done one episode of Caravan of Garbage, and it's that one.
Yeah.
And we did the Entourage movie episode. Yeah, God damn it, HBO Max. If you can bring back Sex and the City,
bring back Entourage. Yeah.
I want to make fun of it again.
You call it Oh Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, they all come back except one. It can be Turtle. That's fine. We don't need him.
Turtle had to go back to his home planet.
That's right.
What would you call it, though? I would call it...
Drama?
Oh, yeah, drama could work. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's his name? What's the Adrian Grenier's name? I don't know.
Vinny Chase.
Yeah, no.
No, I'd call it We Run This Town, Bro.
Or Bitches.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Either way. Yep, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Or Vinny's Died.
Vinny's Died.
No, that's the plot. That's not okay. The title.
Oh, what do they do?
They're just moping around Hollywood. Yeah. I mean, they're all rich, though, which takes the shine off it. Okay, they've lost all their money. On NFTs.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And Vinny Chase has died.
Yeah.
So they're just like...
But then it turns out at the end, he's not dead.
And all their NFTs are worth $1 billion. So they're even richer than before.
Yeah, perfect.
And they run this town, bro.
And
the end titles are just them as gorillas. Gorilla NFTs.
Perfect. I'm sure you saw that Fallon clip with Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it looked like an episode of Black Mirror. That's why Charlie Brooker has stopped doing Black Mirror,
the
I think.
Fuck is happening.
Because he can't cop anything anymore. And it snowballed all of a sudden.
Yeah, didn't it?
Did you feel like that? Like the reality just went, oh, Black Mirror, hey.
Mm.
Let's just get exponentially weirder over the span of a year.
Are you saying you don't believe in the actual foundation technology behind NFTs and cryptocurrency that is the future of transactions?
I'm saying, James.
It's tax-free, you fuck.
I'm saying, James.
Look, it should be better. Like, if this is the future, can we see something good, please?
No. No.
It's just fucking, like, why apes? Why? What are we doing? How did this get here?
Great question.
Anyway.
That being said, I would love to see someone draw us as NFT apes. I think that would be really funny.
I want them, but only me.
Oh, just you.
I own it.
Oh, I see, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking if somebody makes it, we won't sell it. And I mean, nobody would buy it.
And look, I'm not like, if you can like turn a profit on this, if you can trick some fucking rube into like buying something that's literally worth nothing. Yeah, a rich rube, I should say. Yeah. Good on you. But like, come on. What are we doing? And I know it's like, is it that different from like a car, like a classic car or a baseball card?
Or a baseball bat.
Yeah, but that's like, to me, it's like, that's a thing that you'd want. Like a physical thing that you want.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Or a flooded car.
Or a flooded
car. Flooded classic car.
Does anybody want a flooded car?
Classic car, I've minted it. You don't get it.
Yeah.
You just get a link and I tell you a story about it.
Look.
Both John Lennon's kids.
Yeah.
I think he only has two kids.
Yeah.
But
he knows about.
They've both done NFTs recently and Julian Lennon's one is just, it's John Lennon memorabilia.
Okay.
But you don't actually get the memorabilia. You get Julian Lennon telling you a story about the memorabilia. So it's like
he keeps the thing.
Yeah, so it's like you pay for it and then Julian Lennon's like, here's a funny story about John Lennon's fur coat. Great.
See, that's really strange, like for a lot of reasons. But like I can like get my head around you get a physical thing.
Yes.
And you have the digital rights. But I'm also like, well, why do you have the digital rights then, I guess, if you have the physical thing.
But I can also get around the idea of
you know who started this? That woman who told the song "You're So Vain" and what's about. She told one person it wasn't a physical thing; it was a secret.
Right? Yeah, it was
she
a
did
secret.
This.
Yeah, that's true. It's a woman's fault. I knew it. But I also don't. like, I don't oppose the idea of, you know how they do like a charity thing and it's like you have dinner with Daniel Craig and you have a chat or
totally.
Whatever. Or like even like...
I mean, he'd oppose it.
He would definitely doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But like Tarantino's done the one where he like, his NFTs are secrets about the movie Pulp Fiction and he's getting sued by Miramax or something for those.
But also he might own the scripts or something, so...
Yeah. But like, I don't oppose the idea of like you maybe a charity auction and then you have a chat with Quentin Tarantino, you ask him questions or whatever. But it's like it doesn't have to be a the NFT is just the novelty element of it. Anyway,
I guess currency is fake anyway, so what the
fuck? Whoa, what?
Yeah, well, the economy, you know? It's just made up, man. Don't you even know? I mean, I know it sounds like that's obviously like true. But like it's a cliche to say that.
Anyway,
but everything is nonsense.
Anyway, nobody email in.
Yeah, fuck off.
Economist log off.
Yeah.
But anyway, but also if people want to check out Dan Olsen of Folding Ideas has a video.
I am making my way through that. It's very dense. Yeah, have you made it all the way through?
Yeah.
It's good. Anyways, what's going to win? Aquaman 2? Aquaman 2, Aquaman 2 or Avatar 2?
That is a great question because Aquaman 1 is the closest to present day.
Yep, and you have to see Aquaman 2 to understand Fast 10.
That's true. Why is Jason Momoa's character in Fast 10 so soggy?
So, I know.
Do you think he was born soggy?
Is that Meso's car he's driving?
Oh, no. You son of a bitch. Give me back my undrivable car. I got a new car, guys. It's okay.
Yeah. So that's cool. But Avatar 2, like, again, like, you couldn't rule out James Cameron.
Yeah, and but maybe people are like, maybe there'll be like a groundswell of like nostalgia and people are going to watch Avatar 1 again.
I think we will see that this year.
Yeah.
And there's a new first person something happening. No, I think, and look, we're going to watch it again probably for Caravan of Garbage. And I'm interested to be like, what do I think of this 10 years on,
TV? How does the visual effects hold up and
so on?
Yeah,
probably
so
very
forth.
Well, but we'll have to see on December 16th.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, one of those could move to August when nothing is happening.
Oh.
Here's some TVs and movies that have no date. And by TVs and movies, I mean one movie and the rest are TVs.
Terrific.
Clerks 3.
Cool. Great.
I am looking forward to Clerks 3.
Yeah.
Mason.
All right.
You like the Clerks movies, don't you?
I do, actually, yeah.
And then we've got Anne.
Who do you think will be back?
Everyone's
Randall.
Back. Everyone's back.
Dante.
Everyone's back.
Rosario Dawson.
She's back.
Is she?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Andor.
Kevin Smith's wife, is she back?
Jennifer Schwalbach?
Yes.
I don't know. Yes, let's say.
Kevin Smith's daughter, she's going to be in it?
She'll be in it probably. Ralph Garman, he's always in all of his stuff.
Nice. The Garmin GPS system.
That dude, that new kid who was in Clerks 2, but now he's probably an old man. But he worked at the cow restaurant.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And whatever, he liked Lord of the Rings.
Terrific.
Anyways.
Yeah. Justin Long.
Sure. Nice. Ben Affleck. My name is Earl. All of them.
Yep.
Anyways, Chris Rock, Alanis Morissette.
Ooh.
Anyways, Andor.
A lot of people in those movies.
I agree. It was the 90s. There were a lot of people in the 90s. Andor.
Yes, Cassian Andor.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Halo. There was a trailer. There'll be a trailer probably by the time this
Andor,
comes.
Andor, if you ever think about Andor. That.
Andor. I just think about it all the time, actually. I thought about it just then. Halo. There was a trailer. We haven't seen it because we were recording this before the trailer came out.
Mm.
But Halo?
Halo.
Yeah. House of the Dragon.
That guy's name is Halo.
Halo.
Can you imagine?
Andor Halo.
Yeah, right?
House of the Dragon?
Those guys would never get along.
I agree.
What's House of the Dragon again?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, prequel, sidequel thing.
Here we go. And he says?
It's probably going to drag on. Is that
okay.
Where we're
going?
Yeah,
probably.
That?
Probably go for a few years. Yeah. Ms. Marvel. That's probably coming out this year.
Yeah, probably coming out this year. Want to see what her powers are. What's going on there?
Here's one I think I am the most excited.
Are you stretchy or are you not stretchy?
Let's find out.
We'll find out. That's on the poster. Is she stretchy or not stretchy? We'll find out.
The Marvel show.
Is she like a bit of used gum?
Yes. The Marvel show that I'm most looking forward to is probably She-Hulk.
Yeah, same.
Because it looks different.
Mm,
I mean, Moon Knight looks really cool, but like, you know, we've had Daredevil and whatever.
We've had hallway fights before.
Yeah, but She-Hulk.
We've never had a law court fights, have we?
Well, Daredevil again, but...
Yeah, but no actual
not
fights.
A fight.
Not a fight, not a full
not a fist fight.
Yeah. Not a big time punch up.
I mean, we watched that Lou Ferrigno movie and there was a... that happened in... Okay.
That's right.
Yep.
Look, we've certainly had, you know, a big green man approaches a... Like a guard in a law court, and then a series of, you know,
slow motion
and various cables and
various onset
crew lift the man
up
and hurl him across the screen. We've never had actual fights.
You're absolutely right. And that was a dream.
Yeah.
The Sandman. That series is coming to, yeah. I want to say Netflix. Apparently the, we probably even did an ad for it. I meant to listen to it. The audiobook for The Sandman, it's got like James McAvoy and various others. Apparently it's very good.
Oh, very good.
Next we've got Star Trek Strange New Worlds. So that is the
spin-off
Captain
of
Pike prequel series, mm-hmm. I believe. Then we've got Stranger Things season 4.
Oh.
Then we've got Umbrella Academy season 3.
Oh.
It's going to be interesting to see how they address the Elliot Page.
I don't think they are.
They're just going to like.
I think Elliot is going to remain playing Vanya.
Okay.
And they're not going to make it a thing.
All right then. Then we've got West. That's acting. Then we've got Westworld season.
First time we've seen it on Netflix. Some actual acting.
Wow, Mason.
That's right.
Didn't
I
you
said
even
it.
Watch?
I watched Extraction.
The
yes.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I didn't watch The Witcher.
Okay. Well, there's The Witcher Blood Origin.
And The Witcher Blood Orange.
That's right. Yeah. Then we got.
It's a refreshing beverage.
I do enjoy a Blood Orange. Mm. Not the actual fruit.
Yeah.
As much. Westworld season 4.
Yes.
Now that marks the end of my Westworld running gag. Not a joke,
gag.
Actually. That's why we keep doing it.
Because some would say, you said earlier, all fresh gags, no old gags, so you should probably stop it now.
Not a joke, though. I'm committed
That's
to
true.
It.
It's not. It's definitively not a joke.
A commitment
joke.
Is not
You've
a joke.
You've admitted it's not a joke.
And a commitment is not a joke. Do you call my marriage a joke, Mason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always, every time.
And
to your face, to your wife's face, to your kid's face. I'm like, hey, kids.
Stop rolling him in the dirt for a second. I got something to say.
That's right.
And then we've got.
You know how you don't respect your dad? Well, here's something to not respect him further.
And then we got The Mandalorian season 3, probably, I guess.
Minus the episode they've shoved into.
Yeah, so it'll be. Eight as opposed to
or Boba. They put a Book of Boba Fett episode in season 3 of The Mandalorian.
It's just in the back there or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see the movie when the big Wookiee grabbed him?
No.
That was crazy, man.
I've seen a still of the big Wookiee. It's the guy from the comics.
That's
the
it.
The guy from the comics.
All right, Mason.
I do enjoy the fact that big Bacta underpants have come back, though. I respect those.
They're big Bacta in a big way, aren't they? What's the movie then?
Yes.
Or can it be a TV show? You could watch one thing this year.
Only one thing.
And why is it... Jurassic World Dominion.
It's not Jurassic World Dominion. It's She-Hulk, probably.
Yeah.
Because I like that Tatiana Maslany. She's great and everything.
Also, whenever I say this, it always, I can't even remember, but the thing that I end up actually, like, there's normally something not on this list, which is my favorite thing and whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
But for me at the moment, mm-hmm. it's probably Kenobi.
Mm.
Or Batman. Or.
Go on.
Actually, the black phone looks really good. Or, like, Doctor Strange looks cool, but I'm kind of not like.
Yeah.
I think I probably will be more excited when they kind of gear up. Let's say Kenobi. Mm.
I'm cautiously optimistic for Multiverse of Madness only because I don't want it to turn into just, again, cameo.
Yeah.
Cameo-palooza, just an absolute, this is what you like, isn't it?
It is what I like, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, Tobey Maguire is going to be in it as well. That's the rumor, et cetera. And there you go.
And now he has to be.
Now he has to be because somebody thought it.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to move on to the next segment?
Yes.
It's time for
what we reading.
What we gonna read? I'm doing the thing. Like that?
Big year of enthusiasm. How far? When
Hang
you,
on.
Okay.
Westworld.
Nice. I was gonna say. Normally you operate at about 40%. When you had COVID, how do you feel? What percentage do you think you were at?
This is the thing about the COVID thing. Like, it didn't really hit me that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody I know who doesn't have kids is like, oh, I lay down for a week, I'm dying or whatever.
Yeah, right, right.
And like we're all vaccinated here at like 95% or whatever. So that made a big difference. But it seems as if like, you know, everyone I know who had kids who got it just carried
on. Yeah, right.
Not because they're like, we're heroes. I mean, in many ways, a parent is the greatest hero and job you could possibly do.
Yeah, except in many ways, Iron Man is the best hero.
No, he's not.
And
he's
job.
A drunk. But then
and
again,
yeah.
So are parents.
That's true.
That's interesting. But, you know, because you just have to keep going. So it's like would I have lay in bed for a week? Probably, if I could have. Anyway.
But what percentage? I don't care about what your feelings and your thoughts. Give me a number.
It probably took me down to like 25.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was still doing a little bit of work because, you know, because you can't – I was still putting out some content.
That's true.
Repackaging some old rope on YouTube.
Yeah.
I love the comments.
You just mucked out the content stables.
Some of these do really well. Like that Fantastic Four compilation is at like 325,000 views.
Whoa.
And that's cool. Mm. I should do that more often. Just put a bunch of gold crap together.
Sure,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it just keeps the YouTube algorithm.
You can call
like,
it Caravan of Garbage Old Crap Edition.
Exactly. How's the Boba Fett one doing? Yeah, it's got 226. That's doing all right
Not
for
bad.
Something that's already been released.
Oh, here's a piece of news that we didn't mention.
Oh, yeah.
Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard.
Well, they did too. That
for like $100 billion, $70 billion?
Yeah. Bobby Kotick would probably be on the out, I'd imagine. The guy who's runs
or
it.
Or they're sticking
I don't
around.
Think they'd want him.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
They own
yeah.
it now and yeah. fuck him.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
He's out and they just wanted Space Quest.
Yep.
So now they've got Space Quest.
Which one's Space Quest?
It was a point and click adventure from like the 90s. There was a bunch of them.
Okay.
80s and 90s.
80s and 90s.
You play a space janitor named Roger Wilco.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, Activision owns it.
Oh, good.
So now Microsoft owns it.
Now Microsoft owns it.
Yeah.
Apparently they're still going to let Call of Duty and all that go on other like okay. platforms because that works well for the brand and you can cross-play. And
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I think this is a new era of gaming, Mason.
Yes.
And NFTs, because I don't know if you've seen that, but a lot of companies are like, do you like garbage? Like, you know how everyone who makes decisions in gaming companies, like the marketing decisions and like how to package games, is that we're all garbage. We're all garbage people. Anyway, some more garbage.
Hey, imagine if you had a sword, you like your sword in a game, you would just put another game. Imagine if you had an NFT of the sword, you could just put the sword in another game.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. God. I mean, it's completely infeasible. And why would you do it? Why would another game let you put a different sword in your game?
They wouldn't.
What if the sword had a completely game-breaking element in a different game? You could just put it in.
Has the technology advanced that far?
No.
But imagine.
Imagine. I'm just saying imagine.
Anyways, this is the secret.
Imagine you just had an avatar you could put it in Call of Duty, but then you could take it and you put it in, I don't know, Kingdom Hearts.
But I wouldn't, though, would I?
No, but somebody. Well, but you could, though.
But I can't.
You could, though, if Disney just decided they just in transferring your character from Call of Duty to Kingdom Hearts, it would just magically transform into the art style of Kingdom Hearts somehow.
I hate how NFTs have dated this episode.
Right?
I mean, not the fact that it's all things to happen coming out in 2022. That alone is like...
But otherwise, this would have been an evergreen episode.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you're listening to this in the future, I'm sorry. I don't even know what you're doing. Probably something worse than this, though, I'd imagine, is going on.
You're toiling in a space mine, probably.
Probably. You probably heard this this week, but Mouse got cancelled from a particular school district in the US or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just by pure coincidence, I went to get
it. You voted to cancel
it? I did. I had to.
And then it got cancelled.
I rang the school and I said, you better stop that.
I've got a plaque from YouTube. I'm a big deal.
I never got my second plaque. I should get that. Anyways. So I bought it because I went to look for it online and you can read it online, but I'm
now,
like...
Now, Mouse, for people who don't know, it's sort of a comic book that retells the story of the Holocaust in the style of like anthropomorphic mice.
Yes. Mm. And cats and other animals.
But apparently some of the characters say goddamn in it, so it has to be, it's out the door.
Oh, and that's the reason why it's out the door.
That's the reason why it is, yeah.
So I've never read it, and like you could like steal it off the internet for free, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna buy this because I've always wanted to read
it. So you could burn it.
Oh, yeah, so I can burn it. And also like it's interesting because if you look at the cover and it's like a cat's face and it's like over a Nazi symbol, I'm like, if somebody who didn't know what this was saw this, would be like, what are you, what's this?
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Why are you buying this, sir?
But no, I mean, it's obviously award-winning and incredible, so I am somewhat looking forward to, I guess, getting into that. But
of course,
I've also been watching Peacemaker, the Book of Boba Fett, a bunch of other stuff, which I'll be talking about other weeks. Very what about cool. you, Mason?
I've been watching a bunch of stuff. I had a little bit of spare time. I've been watching a YouTube channel called Comic Tropes. I don't know if you've seen
it. I know, I'm subscribed to Comic
Chris
Tropes.
Chris from Comic Tropes, he's doing some great works there. He does sort of like really interesting long-form essays about various, like, events in comic books, like, you know, the storyline that takes place in the comic book and then, like, the back, you know, behind-the-scenes drama of it.
He did Howard the Duck thing that you talked about recently.
Yeah, he's done stuff we've done, except his is very thoroughly researched opposed to a lot of stuff we've done, which is like, I kind of remember a thing.
Yeah, this maybe happened.
Yeah, there's one that's done quite well for him. It's called Vince Coletta, the man that ruined Jack Kirby's art. And Vince Coletta, if people should check this one out, Vince Coletta was an inker, so he's the person who does like the inking highlights over the top of somebody's pencil work in comic books.
Yeah.
And he was always on, like he got a lot of work because he was always, like he always worked a deadline and he always got stuff done on time.
But he was bad is what you're saying?
Well, primarily one of the ways he did that is if he saw a penciled page and he thought there was too much detail in it, he would just erase stuff and then just draw whatever he wanted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and like a very short version. People should check it out. People should check out the full version.
That is fascinating.
Like Jack Kirby, who, you know, famously Marvel, DC, you know, legend, he would like do famously detailed pencil work, but then he would never read the comic book. He would never look at the finished proofs or anything or read the comic book like after it came out because he was just going to do the next thing. He just loved to work.
Yeah.
Or he was just obsessed with working. Mm. So he would never look at an issue of New Gods or something like that and be like, oh, you took all the buildings out of the background and just drew blocks.
Good?
You know? Yeah. But eventually he figured it out. Anyway, it's a good video. All the videos are good.
That's great. Well, the one that I've actually just recently put into my watch later is the unspeakable Bob Kane stole all the credit for creating Batman.
Yeah.
And I know that story, but also this channel does like very detailed, as you mentioned, in-depth dive. So, well worth checking out.
Here's some other stuff I've watched. Let's see. I've started watching Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yeah, people have been talking about that.
Yeah, it's on Showtime in the US, and in Australia it's on Paramount Plus.
Yep.
And it is sort of, Lord of the Flies Plus. It's like Lord of the Flies New Game Plus.
Okay.
It's basically in the premise is basically in the 90s, the mid-90s, an all-girls soccer team is on a chartered plane that crashes in the sort of the Canadian Rockies. And they go missing for 18 months. And then what happened?
Well,
and then it's intertwined with the modern day. Somebody's trying to track down the people who were involved, like the remaining people who are still alive. Yeah. They're all grown up and adults now, and they've put it all behind them. And she's trying to track down what happened and the events sort of collide. And it's got a very good cast.
Very good.
It's a very, very –
What did you say it was on? Paramount Plus something?
Paramount Plus in Australia and Showtime in the US.
So that's through – Prime.
You get it on Prime, or you can buy it separately. Yeah, And I got the free trial, and I forgot to cancel it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all right. I can watch Mark Wahlberg's Limitless, or whatever that movie is called.
No, Mark Wahlberg's a Highlander.
He's a Highlander.
That's all
now.
I have to say about that. Yeah. There's no old jokes.
No old jokes. That's just cold hard truth.
Yeah, that's right.
And also something I attempted to watch. It's a series that came out a while back, and everybody was talking about it for a while, and I didn't have whatever streaming platform it was on, but then it's on YouTube. I could buy it, kind of, it was on sale, I think, and I'm like, I'll watch this. The White Lotus, do you remember The White?
Yeah, I watched The White Lotus.
The thing about The White Lotus is I got it, and...
You understood it? First time?
No.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. So I got it on YouTube, and, I know there's some sort of mystery element to it, but I didn't know, I don't remember it. I hadn't had it spoiled for me or whatever. So I'm like, I'll watch this. And I watched the first two. I watched the first two episodes. I watched the episodes labeled 1 and 2, and I'm watching it and I'm like, this is some really interesting world building, because they're really referencing a bunch of stuff that we haven't been shown.
Yeah.
Like this one, this one character, he's talking about this. He went on a wild bender the other night, and I'm like, oh, this really speaks to his character. I wonder if we'll learn more about that later. And another character's like, oh, we didn't know this woman was working. She was in labor. We didn't know the whole time. I feel really bad about it, whatever. Mm. And then I'm like, I get to the end of the second episode, and I'm like, I'm going to go on YouTube, and I'm going to go on Wikipedia. I'm going to check this out. Turns out they've mislabeled all the episodes on YouTube.
My
so
God.
I watched like episode 3 and 4 first, and I'm like,
"Are you going to go back?"
Yeah, I will go back. I watched
it's worth watching.
Yeah, I then went and watched the actual first two episodes.
Yeah,
but it kind of took the wind out of my sails.
I bet it did. Yeah, I'm trying to look. Nobody's talking about this on YouTube, on Twitter.
I had a look as well, but I couldn't find it either.
This is like that time that we watched that really red version. I know. Fast and Furious.
Maybe it's just mine. Like maybe it's just.
I bet it's probably just me and you.
Yeah.
Like that red version of Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
God damn.
But I watched that, and again, really good cast. The main guy, the hotel manager
he's
guy.
He's very good.
He's great.
Aussie bloke. Yeah. Good stuff. And that's the only reason I like him, because he's Australian. You know? Everyone else in that show can get fucked.
Mm.
No, it's very good, and very well cast all around. Good performances. Do you know what's time? Should we do some
I'm watching then? Justified as well. I'm rewatching Justified.
Because you want to watch New Justified when it comes out as well?
Yes.
To bring back Justified?
Yes, that's right.
Mm. What would they call it, though, in the reboot? And just like Justified.
That's right. Just like Fide.
And just like
And Fide. Just what like Fide.
My joke was, none of that worked. Anyways, what are we doing?
We are doing another segment.
I hope so.
Which I like to call Letters.
Yeah, and it's not a joke.
The classic one was Letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now, we're going to do Letters.
Well, 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 yes, it is the letter segment of the show where basically you can send a Gmail to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com where Mason will go through that mailbag, or hit us up on Twitter at #weeklyplanetpod. Mason, what do you got for us?
Here's an email from Michael Miller.
Hello, Michael Miller.
It says, talk about Bluey.
Oh, yeah.
Michael says, I love the banter about movies, but I'm oddly interested in knowing not only James's thoughts about Bluey, but if Mason has seen it and what his thoughts on it are. Much of the humor isn't just for kids, and as a dad of two, it's my favorite show that my kids watch by far.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's because of your podcast or Bluey that I call my son mate all the time. New Jersey listener, thanks for all the laughs as I commute to New York City every freaking day. That's from Mike.
You're goddamn right.
I haven't seen it, but I see a lot of billboards for it. I'm like, I should watch it.
It's fun.
It's all on ABC something or other.
Yeah. And there's one criticism I would say of it is the mum character in the season one doesn't get a lot of play.
Oh.
And then they kind of rectify a lot of that in the second season. It's
because
fun.
She becomes a bounty hunter in the second season.
That's right. Yes. There's a
bye, kids. I've got to go be a bounty hunter.
Well, there's a very good there's a couple of episodes that are like no words. And there's one where it's Bluey.
Like that issue of G.I. Joe where it's just ninjas and sound
effects.
That's
the one. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Because she became a bounty hunter.
Because she became a bounty hunter. Yeah. But so basically, it's Bluey's trying to stop like the rain flowing down the path and it's like
okay.
And they're like it's just really fun. It's a really sweet and fun show, and it's like it's actually quite touching in moments, and it's also if you're like, I hate Peppa Pig, I'm sick of Peppa Pig.
Oh, I see.
My
kid
only wants to watch Peppa Pig. Put on Bluey, you won't want to kill yourself when you watch it.
I did see a clip where they go to the movies and the dad does his little, he's got his little card and he pays for the tickets and the thing. And I'm like, wait, where are you putting that card?
And his dog butt.
Oh, he's in his
dog okay. pocket.
The only other fact that I know about Bluey is that Dave McCormack, who plays the dad,
is the
band Custard,
which is
a great Australian band. People should check out the band Custard if you get a chance.
That's right.
My favorite Custard. They were a great band back in the day. I think they come and go. My favorite thing Custard ever did is their record company made them wanted to make them do a video clip. I think it's for the song is.
Just looking for that love.
Now that's Girls Like That. Don't Give a Guy.
Okay,
Guys Like That. They had a song called The Woo. Oh, doesn't matter. Anyway, I'll track it down. Their managers wanted them to do a music video, and they didn't want to do it because they're a nightmare. So they were just like, here's the brief. Can you just like hire some male models to like be on the beach and mime singing and playing the instruments or whatever, and then just have like beautiful models and all that sort of stuff. And they made it. It's all black and white and it's all very artful. And then it got played on Video Hits, which is like the local pop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera at the time kind of thing. And it got played for like a few weeks in a row. And then clearly somebody looked up what Custard looked like and they just never played it again.
That's quite fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at this guy. He looks like a normal man.
He does. He's absolutely a normal man. But he's that like Custard look like pulp. They're like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like. Disheveled skinny men in suits.
Exactly. Like, I think the lead singer came to my uni once.
Did he?
I mean, to sing.
Started a fight?
Not just, yeah, he started a fight.
Wow.
So there you go. Bluey, check it out. I got it. First of all, happy birthday.
The song is Aloha Tambourinist.
Oh, okay.
You should check that out.
Sila Magic on Twitter, who taught me the Tom Cruise disc trick.
Oh, yeah.
It's his birthday next week. Happy birthday. Happy
birthday.
Can you sing your classic birthday song? No callback, sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Can't do it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so I would love to.
Yeah.
But no. But happy birthday.
Yeah. Sorry, we don't make the rules.
No, exactly.
Yeah, no callbacks.
And if we could, we wouldn't.
This is an email from Patrick. Subject line, spit buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boys, long-time listener. I'm watching your Hawkeye recaps after waiting to binge the whole show and got to your question about whether Florence Pugh ate that mac and cheese or whether they had a spit bucket on set. I shot a TV show last month that required me to eat meat on camera, and being a vegan who hadn't eaten meat in years, I requested a spit bucket from the props department. Problem was, I never knew how to use the bucket without grossing everyone out or making someone hold a bucket that I could slop up into like Henry VIII. This meant I had to either A, speak with my mouth full, B, stop the scene, spit and continue, or C, soldier on, chew and swallow and be a team player. I chose option C.
Yeah.
Maybe next time, I just hope the vegan world doesn't find out about this.
You got to be more famous. You know what I mean?
If you're Tom Cruise
and you're like, I'm not doing sugar or wheat or eggs.
I will simply spit.
Yeah.
I will spit all day.
I don't even want a bucket. I'm just going to spit.
I'll spit in your mouth like a baby bird.
It'll give you magic powers.
That's right.
That's gross, though. Yeah, it would be gross. But good on you for doing the thing also, if you had have not done it, that would have been also fine if you had have stuck to the veganism. This is from Keith. It says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. What do you think the odds Mando goes to Jedi school to see Grogu right when it gets attacked by Ben Solo?
Oh.
I think the timeline is like 20 to 30 years apart.
Maybe it's a test run.
Yeah, maybe. Ben Solo's
a little boy.
Fair enough. So, yeah. And we saw that in a comic that
happen as well. And Grogu wasn't there, but maybe he will be there. Mm. What's next, Mason?
Let's have a quick look.
While you're doing a quick look,
go on.
I can do one from Matt Cronin, who says, "Hey guys, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod, you're my favorite podcast. Thanks for all the laughs. I was wondering if you do an episode about the CWDC TV shows, or maybe a Caravan of Garbage on the Crisis of Infinite Earths crossover. I'd love to hear your opinions on all of the shows." It's too much for me, but I would absolutely do individual like story arcs or whatever, and Caravan of Garbage and stuff. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Great, done and done.
They haven't done what I, you know what I would love? A wacky musical episode of Superman and Lois.
Oh yeah,
because I love a wacky musical episode.
It's true, you do.
Yeah, Mr. Mixus Piddalick shows up and like, everything's musical now.
They did it in Supergirl, maybe.
Probably. They did. They did a Flash Supergirl crossover, which was a musical. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Here's an email from Paolo. "Hi, James and Meso. Recently had to go for an eye operation, which left me unable to see for a few days. As I couldn't watch or read anything, I began to revisit old episodes of the pod. I love listening to the Harry Potter recaps again, especially hearing about Mason's golden snitch pillowcase torture method. Just want to say a huge thanks for keeping me entertained and my spirits high during my recovery. All the best from Paolo."
Wonderful. That is absolutely delightful and well done.
P.S. Hopefully looking forward to the final recap in time for Fantastic Beasts 3.
Yeah.
If not, I'd happily settle for another Rat Pack Caravan of Garbage.
Mm,
we got to knock off those Rat Pack movies. There's like two left.
Yeah, but which one do we do? Because some of them aren't
the
in.
Worst
some of
one.
Them, yeah, but some of them aren't in. Which one? Someone email in. Which one?
Whichever one
it has to be the worst, and it can't be one where there's like one Rat Pack. Because I think two of them in like Cannonball Run or some shit. I'm not interested in that. I want like an old school fucking Rat Pack.
Can't have a single rat. I think there's two more full Rat Pack movies, I think.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
They don't even do well, but I'll do it. I hate them and they don't do well.
We could do a bonus one week. We'll do an extra thing.
I'd actually more than happy to do
them
because they're terrible. I got one more here from Gabe who says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I just wanted to say that, see if anyone agrees, but Peacemaker might be the best looking movie / TV show I've ever seen. Maybe it's because the last movie I saw was No Way Home, which was shot in a shoebox, but man, all the locations look and feel so real. It does definitely have that sense. As someone who hasn't seen it, do you agree?
Yes, I haven't seen it, but I agree.
Yeah.
I nearly watched the intro, but I'm like, I want to save it until I can watch the whole show.
Yeah.
Here's an email from Rain. Gentlemen and Meso, thanks for recommending the Comic Pop guys.
Yes.
On your
Sal,
channel.
Sal, Ben, Ethan, Tiffany, yeah.
I just got done watching their Maximum Carnage video and it was a tidal wave of nostalgia for me. I look forward to playing through their channel, then waiting impatiently for more. That's from Rain.
There's a huge back catalogue there as well. You'd be going there for a while. Yes, Sal was kind enough to do a fill-in video while I was on break. While Mason had COVID, he said, "Do you mind me stepping in?" While Mason's got COVID.
I have COVID.
And I said, "All right, Sal."
I was in a car and filled up with water. And I hold my breath for 2 weeks. That's what happened. It's true. I didn't have COVID.
That's all the email tweet I have. What do you got? Anything else?
I'm going to find one more email.
All right, here we go.
Start off.
Fresh and fun.
Fresh and fun. 5 emails every week until I forget.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll check the news while we're going. Well, you having a look around.
Okay, now here's the last one.
All right.
Here we go. This is from Eric. "Lied to my teacher for the pod."
Love it.
"Hey, fellas, I'm a graduate student from Xavier, a school in Ohio, not the X-Men. At the beginning of this semester, I had a teacher tell us she often uses podcasts to help teach her addictions course. I, of course, recommended that she watch The Weekly Planet, as the hosts are both experts in addictions. Apparently, she wasn't happy, and I've started the semester off on a horrible note." Can I be the official bad student of the podcast?
Oh, no.
Yes, you can. Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
that's funny, though.
She would have maybe listened to a whole episode. No.
Oh, no.
It's all nonsense what we talk about.
That's so nonsense funny. Stuff. Oh, you wasted her time so much.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy your...
She heard the theme song,
which
we're getting rid of it the next year,
enjoy the D minus you're going to get. You're going to pass, but you're going to be scraping it in, let me tell you.
Sometimes you know, you just never bounce back with a teacher. You know what I mean?
Very true.
And let me tell you something. As a former teacher, yeah, there's favourites. Straight up.
Wow.
Favourite years, favourite students. But a good teacher, which I like to think that I was, doesn't make it obvious. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, yeah.
The trick is to find something about a kid that you like, even if you despise them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And sometimes
there's always something.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes, you know, you wear a T-shirt and it says, "My favourite student is Eric." Or is it on the back, ?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I tell Eric in front of everybody that, yes, it is Eric, in fact.
Yeah.
And that's cool and normal.
Yeah, you can. This remind me of a. This is a brief story that's irrelevant, but let's do it.
Okay, let's I remember do it. When I was as long as it's brief and irrelevant. All
I
right?
was studying. I did like psychology in like year 11 or year 12. Uh-huh. So I was like 17. I don't know. Anyway, and we had a teacher who was like, and it was the start of the year, and they were like, "What's the answer to this question?" Mm-hmm. Then they went, and I didn't put my hand up, and they're like, "James," and I'm like, "I don't know." And they're like, yeah. "Well, you think you're being smart? You're being funny?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't put my hand up. Like, I don't know. I don't have the answer." And it was like, "Oh, this is, you know, I got like a
this is an outrage."
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you got to put in the effort or whatever. And I'm like, "What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. This is a new class. Why would I know that? Like, I didn't put my hand up." And then so that was a bad year, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Just felt like a weird, like I'm in it.
But that
I'm like,
teacher's dead now.
Probably dead.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's happening?
Mm.
And I did see them.
No, he's definitely dead. I cut his brake lines for
you. Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. I did see
him. Then I plowed a flooding car into him.
I did see him a few years later.
Yeah.
Though he didn't see me when I was just out of school working at McDonald's. So I was also at uni and I'm like, I cannot let this dude see me
because
he's going to be like, I knew it.
You didn't know the answer. The reason you're working at McDonald's is because you didn't know that answer to that thing that I sprung on you.
Also, there's nothing wrong with working at McDonald's. I just want to clarify, Mason.
I know. That's where you would have gone in this story that I'm making up.
Exactly. So there you go. That's a thing that's happened maybe in my life.
Wow.
Anything else? Have you got a teaching story?
No, I'm not a teacher.
Yeah, but like something happened to you in class maybe.
No, I never went to class.
No,
never, not once.
Too cool for school, literally.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I could tell you about some of the times maybe like the jukebox wasn't working, so I kicked the jukebox and then the jukebox was working again.
Your school had a jukebox?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I could tell you about a time I jumped a bunch of sharks on
at
a set
school?
Of jets. Yeah.
Or were you out of school hanging out with teenagers?
I was out of school and I was hanging out with the Fonz. No, I was the Fonz.
You were the Fonz.
I was
in
the
scenario.
Fonz in this story, yeah. And Ralph Malph was there.
Richie Cunningham. Etc.
Yeah.
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 Terrific. Mm. That's the show this
and they
week.
They were all happy days, just to be clear.
Were they?
Yeah.
That's great news.
Yeah.
What's the end of the show? What does that look like?
Oh, my God. I can't even remember. But, folks, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sticking around. If, in fact, you did.
Yeah.
If you know anyone who didn't stick around, if you know anyone who's like, they've been away for 2 weeks, I'm not coming back.
Fair enough.
I'm listening to Reply All if that podcast is still around. That's what I'm listening to now.
I love doing this. Like, I did miss doing it, so it is actually good to be back. Now we're in the swing of things again. I spent a month dreading this, Mason.
No.
Nah. And it's good. I love doing this, and I think I said this in the last episode, but like, wow, what a great thing that I am able to do because people listen.
Very
That's
cool.
Super cool. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Folks, thank you for telling your friends.
Thank you.
Thank you for lying to your friends to get them to listen. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving a nice review that you can do anywhere.
That's right.
5-star review would probably be ideal. Yeah.
Maybe you've still got Spotify and you can do it on there.
Maybe you haven't cancelled your Spotify. Hey, where did Mike get you the bloody... Tell you what, I'm going to look at Spotify. I'm gonna look
How
at
are we looking? What are we up
Let's
to?
Let's have a look. We've got 4,000 reviews.
Yep.
Average of 5 stars.
Fuck yes. Thank
which
you
Which I'm
very
assuming
much.
Is the maximum number of stars. Maybe it's out of 10 on Spotify.
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah. How do you rate the show, it says? Well, I'm...
Not happy.
I'm not going to mess with the... Thanks to everybody who listened to the best of, by the way. When that came out, I'm like, did we do 4 hours of jokes?
A lot of effort Collings put into
that. Yeah, right?
Yeah, really incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some people mentioned to us that they rationed it out over a span of a few weeks.
If you like the show, it's probably a good idea. Excuse me, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got the hiccups.
Ooh.
What else, Mason?
Folks... Wait, did you do the reviews?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, because you were doing the Spotify thing, which is a new thing you're doing.
Yep.
Actually, I think you've done it. Anyway, this is from Jeff who says, best podcast. You can just do this in-app. It's incredible. This is the only podcast I listen to every week. Seriously good and funny. Check it out if you haven't already. Something, something, witty and funny or whatever. Nailed it.
Nice.
It's from Cam Gee who says, the greatest gift of all. It's International Podcast Day today. Okay, was it? And imagine my joy and surprise when I ran down the stairs and into the living room to find the Weekly Planet starring James and Meso sitting under the podcast day tree.
Wow.
I can't believe I finally get to have the Weekly Planet of my very own. I wonder what I'll get next year. Hopefully not another Joe Rogan like last year. There you go.
Wow.
Thank you so much to everybody who reviews. It really does help. What else,
Meso? That's true, folks.
what it's going, and I'll check the
news. If you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Badcamp.
Yep, yep, yep.
You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. You can go to the Weekly Planet Pod subreddit and Discord. You can have some fun chats about podcasts and pop culture at all of those places. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can chuck in a buck, or in fact, any amount you wouldn't miss.
Yeah, what are you after?
What are you after? Great question.
No, I mean, for you, what amount would be good for you?
$1?
Yeah, I want $1 million.
Okay. Mm. Well, let's split the difference. If everybody could Patreon us for $500,000.
Okay, yeah.
Is that the midpoint?
Yeah.
Close enough.
I think it does have a maximum of like 10,000 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Bloody.
Don't do that, by the way.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Yeah. No. Sorry. We can't supply whatever amount of entertainment you require for $10,000, we cannot supply.
Exactly. And look, if you do that, you'd expect some kind of response. And just quite frankly, I'm not going to give that to you. So, you know.
We will ignore you. If you give us $10,000 a month. No. We get what you're doing.
Yeah.
Nah.
And we're not here for it.
We're not here for it. But also you can go to bigsandwich.co.
Yep.
And you could pay $9 per month.
That's where the big business is.
You get bonus podcasts. You get movie commentaries. You get early videos. You get all sorts of stuff. We have a great time over there.
Yep. We did Ghost Rider.
Heck of a time. We've got t-shirts on tpublic.com. Search for the Weekly Planet.
Maybe you should write this down.
No, I'm never going to write it down.
You did mention that we should put it on a whiteboard.
But then we'd have to put up a whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to replace the 2021 No Time to Die calendar.
No, we will not be doing that.
No, we'll never do it. We're not even going to get a 2022 No Time to Die calendar.
Nope.
Folks, you can also thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all the musical themes. You can thank them for those.
I will. Thank you.
And thank you to Roll Collings for
editing this podcast.
Editing the podcast. He's Raw Collings on Twitter. He's at The Week of the Planet on Twitter. I am Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. And on Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, NickMaseEAU. Yep. James is Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere. That's the whole show.
Next week, Moonfall maybe?
I mean, Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, Moonfall.
Snake Eyes. And if we have time, Moonfall.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Perfect. Anyways, thank you so much.
Or vice versa, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll flip a coin before we get started. We'll see which one we do first.
Yep.
And then maybe we'll have time for the second one.
Then we'll go from bloody there, won't we?
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, who've come back, or if you're new, or you're leaving. That's fine.
Yeah, thanks. Just do it quietly.
We appreciate it.
Just leave quietly.
Yeah, that's right.
This isn't an airport. You don't have to announce your departure.
No, you can just
bit of shush.
Quietly disappear.
Just leave. Just go.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
And all year.
Every week.
And Caravan of Garbage Tuesday.
On the YouTube.
Early on, the different thing.
Maybe you'll see me in the street, or one of us gives a wave.
Give him a big wave.
Hello.
Give him a big wave from
maybe you see me in my new little car.
Or his old car.
My little, maybe I'll be back in my old car for some reason.
Floating down the river.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.